Representative Sheila Jackson Lee dies at 74 after cancer battle. Democratic Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, who represented her constituents for more than 30 years, has died after a battle with cancer, her family announced on Friday. She was 74. Ms. Lee was first elected to her Houston seat in 1994. She served the 18th Congressional District of Texas, which had a black majority. In June, the Congresswoman revealed that she had pancreatic cancer. Today, with incredible grief for our loss yet deep gratitude for the life she shared with us, we announce the passing of United States Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of the 18th Congressional District of Texas, the Democratic Congresswoman's family said in a statement. Ms. Lee was born in Queens, New York, on January 12, 1950. She was one of two children. Her mother, Avalita Bennett Jackson, was a nurse who once cared for premature infants at Salvation Army Booth Memorial Hospital in the 1940s. Her father, Ezra Clyde Jackson, once worked as an artist for Marvel during World War II. After earning her bachelor's degree from Yale University with honors and a law degree from the University of Virginia Law School, Ms. Lee moved with her husband to Texas, where she began her political career as a municipal judge and a member of the Houston City Council. Her family described her as a fierce champion of the people who were known to her constituents for her near-ubiquitous presence and service for more than 30 years. A local, national, and international humanitarian, she was acknowledged worldwide for her courageous fights for racial justice, criminal justice, and human rights, with a special emphasis on women and children, the statement by Ms. Lee's family said. Ms. Lee's family highlighted and honored her legislative victories. The Congresswoman was a senior member of three House committees, the Judiciary, Homeland Security, and Budget Committees. She was a founding member and chair of the Congressional Pakistan Caucus and the Congressional Children's Caucus. She also chaired the Congressional Black Caucus Energy Brain Trust and co-chaired the Justice Reform Task Force. In 2021, the Congresswoman led legislation establishing June 19 as a federal holiday known as Juneteenth, memorializing the end of slavery in the United States. In 2022, she championed a bill to reauthorize the Violence Against Women Act after it expired in 2019, providing domestic violence, sexual assault, and stalking protections for women and expanding it. Ms. Lee was also vocal in her opposition to human rights abuses by the Chinese Communist Party, having spoken publicly at rallies held annually around July 20 commemorating the date the regime launched its persecution of Falun Gong, a spiritual practice whose adherents live by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. In one rousing public speech, she said the persecution, based on faith, called for a response. "We must stop the crimes against decent and loving people," she said. Ms. Lee previously told the Epoch Times sister media company, NTD, that the world should work together to end forced organ harvesting in China, a practice that's inhumane and undermining human dignity. The Congresswoman's family said the people she impacted the most were her family. "She will be dearly missed, but her legacy will continue to inspire all who believe in freedom, justice, and democracy. God bless you, Congresswoman, and God bless the United States of America," their statement concluded. Funeral arrangements for the Congresswoman have yet to be made.